NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Longtime Trump advisor Steve Bannon is being held in contempt of Congress.
On this vote, the yeas are 229, the nays are 202. The resolution is adopted.
House Democrats crafted the contempt resolution after Bannon defied a subpoena from the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Republican leaders urged a no vote, calling it a partisan political exercise. Texas is urging the Supreme Court to leave its restrictive new abortion law in place. The Biden administration wants to block the ban on abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. In a response filed today, the Texas Attorney General's office points to the Fifth Circuit's conclusion that Texas is likely to prevail. The White House is citing progress in negotiations over the social spending bill.
We think that in the next couple days we're going to continue to see progress. We're not putting a timeline on this.
Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters President Biden is committed to delivering for the American people. The original price tag of the bill was $3.5 trillion. It's being pared down to resolve an ongoing dispute between progressives and moderates in the House and Senate. Mexican cartel members have become more brazen at the southern border. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety says the smugglers are now taunting U.S. soldiers who are guarding the river.
We don't know who these individuals are. It's becoming more common that we're seeing these armed groups that are right along the border taunting our National Guard.
He says U.S. troops would be allowed to take lethal action, including shooting, to defend themselves if the cartel members make a threat towards the National Guard or they raise their weapon. A new report says former University of Hawaii quarterback Colt Brennan accidentally overdosed on drugs before his death in May. The coroner in Orange County, California, says Brennan accidentally overdosed on a mixture of ethanol, methamphetamine, fentanyl, and amphetamine. He was in his fourth month of a six-month treatment program at the time. Brennan led the Rainbow Warriors to an undefeated regular season and was a Heisman Trophy finalist in 2007. You're listening to The Latest on NBC News Radio.